Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
Oh, let me think. I just got off of work from doing a 12-hour shift, and it just felt so good to help patients out throughout the whole night. Yeah, the call bell's going off, the pager's going off, everything was just, but I'm just happy to be home and take my daughter to school.
Oh, I love that. And you know what? I'm sure every patient's family that you helped last night, it meant the world to them. That's awesome. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
Hi. So yesterday, my daughter is in 11th grade. Her teacher at school wrote a handwritten postcard home telling her that she loved having her in class. She's always prepared and ready to go, and that her hard work is going to pay off, and she's going to go places. And I was just so proud and impressed because I know high school is tough, and I'm really proud of her.
I'm more impressed that it was handwritten.
Right?
It was handwritten. I've never seen that from a teacher, especially in high school. I know life is busy, and I just thought that was so amazing.
It is amazing. And, you know, it's those little things that teachers do that have such an impact on us. And so shout out to all the teachers working hard, too. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good on this Thursday morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Something good and something that I'm grateful for is the warm bed that kept me comfortable while I slept all night.
Oh, warm, you got a good night's sleep
last
night.
What kept your bed so warm?
My body, of course.
Yeah, baby.
How many pillows on the bed?
Not only me, but my partner's in there. I have 4 pillows, and I use all of them.
Fair enough. I like your style. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I am 19 weeks pregnant, and we found out on Monday that it's a little girl.
Oh, yay. My gosh.
Yeah,
secretly hoping.
We have a 3-year-old boy at home, so it's our perfect little family now.
Matching set.
Oh, my gosh. Is the pregnancy different between having a boy and having a girl?
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was, too.
Yeah, with my son, I was great. I was loving it. Now with her, I'm sick, and it's been tough.
Oh, good luck with the pregnancy. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
I have some problems going on in my life. My mom's got leukemia. I had 2 babies that died in a house fire. One of their birthdays is coming up. And I was feeling kind of down the other day, and my 5-year-old grandson rubbed my back, and he says, "Grandma, everything will be okay."
Wow. Wow, that's a lot.
It makes it so better.
It does. It does. Find those good things in life to focus on. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
Hi. Well, after living without a furnace for a few days, I'm finally getting a furnace put in this weekend.
Congratulations.
Oh, yay. I'm so happy. Oh. I hate getting out of bed in the morning. It's terrible. My poor kids.
Oh,
we went,
my
Jan,
gosh.
So our furnace died last week, and
awesome.
So we were without furnace. And during the day, it's doable, but when it got down to like 40-something at night, you're like, yeah, yeah. So I know that feeling of finally we have heat.
You're probably going to have coffee on for the furnace guys and
do a little
have
dance.
Them all ready to go. That's amazing.
Good,
well, good for you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
So I am a nurse, and I have been having to pick up a lot of overtime, and I'm super proud of my 2 children. I have a 17-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl, and they have really stepped it up, cooking, cleaning, doing their homework, getting all these things done, and my husband and I are super proud of them.
Absolutely, and you know, having kids that do that, that makes all the difference in the world. They see how hard you're working.
They're doing just as much at home. They're taking care of our dog. He's doing great, too, so... It's all good.
So
awesome.
It's cool because they watch what you're doing the whole time. You don't realize, but they're picking up every little tip of how to cook, how to care for a home and stuff like that. They learn from you. So you do a good job, they'll do a good job.
I totally hear you. Yep, I agree.
You realize on your day off, the wheels are going to fall off the wagon, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Correct. Well, they do say things are a little more hectic, but they're figuring out their schedule and they're figuring out the plan of how to get it all done.
Yeah,
amazing.
So it's kind of good.
It is all good. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
Hi, today is my 16-year anniversary.
Oh,
congratulations.
We're going to celebrate Niagara-on-the-Lake this weekend.
Oh, you are so lucky. Where are you staying?
The Shaw Club. because they do like an inclusive dinner with it.
Very nice. 16 years. What have you learned about 16 years of marriage?
Patience.
Do you know what the anniversary theme is for 16 years?
No, I don't.
It's actually wax.
No, it's not. It's diamonds.
No, it's wax. Sure it is.
It's always diamonds.
It is always diamonds. Nick, I think you're looking at the wrong list. I've got one. From 1 to 50, it's all diamonds. It's a great list. I like it. Happy anniversary. Congratulations. That's a big deal. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
My daughter and I put together an IKEA bed for 4 hours yesterday, so now we only have the drawers to do.
Oh, what a feat that is. Nobody knows what doing a master puzzle is until you've assembled something from IKEA. Good job. Yeah.
What with those little, what do you call
Allen
those
wrenches.
Things? Allen wrenches.
Yep.
Yes. My hands hurt.
Good job, Mama Bear. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
Hi. So I found out about a month and a half ago that my great-grandmother was passing away, and I was about to leave on vacation for a month in Europe, and I was afraid I wasn't going to get to see her again. But she is still here with us for about another month and a half, and that extended time I've had with her is just like the most amazing thing I could have asked for.
Tell me about your great-grandmother. Tell me all about her.
Well, she's someone that pretty much raised me ever since I was a child. You know, my parents were really busy when I was younger, and her and my great-grandfather really just took such an important role in raising us and helping me become the person that I am today.
What was it like when you got back from Europe and were able to hold her hand?
Oh, my goodness. I was just so happy to see her. I was tearing up. I was able to show her all the pictures that I told her I would be able to and share this experience with her and how happy I was. It was just a surreal feeling that I thought she was going to be gone, and when I came back, she was still here with me.
Yeah, and she probably wanted you to go to Europe so bad.
She did.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I'm happy for you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
Well, first of all, I just have to say thank you for doing this segment. It literally has given me so much positivity this morning, and I love it.
Oh, thanks good. Okay, so now you're good.
My good. So when I was 19, I just saw that there was a lot. This was 2 years ago, but I saw that there was a lot of just like intolerance in the world of how people treated each other. And mm-hmm. so I started here in Buffalo, and I was teaching at the time. Didn't teach in college. And I wanted to, make a lesson plan to teach to my kids that ended that intolerance by spreading kindness. And I've been on your show before for this, but it ended up becoming a business, and it turned into a brand called Rocks of Unity. Mm-hmm. And I get booked all around the country to speak on the concept of diversity and difference, and it started here in Buffalo. And I actually got an email this morning that I reached all the way to South Africa.
What?
Yeah, and it was the nicest email. It was the nicest email. And the other day, I was homesick, and again, like, you know, really feeling disgusting. And my phone was blowing up, and I was like, what is this? Well, I was a guest on Harry Connick Jr.'s show like a year ago, and it finally aired in South Africa. And all these people are commenting, messaging. And, you know, the crazy part is that it was never meant to be this. It is meant to be a lesson plan for school that I created. And, you know, it just shows what happens when, you know, people crave good. And
we lost you.
You know what?
That girl, hold on 1 second, caller. She has done so much good with one idea, and I love when she calls in. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
After almost 5.5 years, I'm going to go surprise my brother at the airport this afternoon with my two kids.
How is this happening?
Why has it been that long?
Well, he lived in Florida for a while, and then he moved to Dallas, and it's just been, you know, a struggle for him to get back home.
You know, I just watched Uncle Buck last night, so who's the Uncle Buck in the relationship?
I've never seen that.
It's so funny. It's about brothers.
My goodness.
It's such a good movie. You guys should watch it together. So, are you so excited to hug your brother and hang out?
I am, for sure. We have a tee time set up Monday morning to go golfing. So
nice.
It's going to be really exciting.
So are your kids going to hold signs?
I'm thinking about it. I might stop along the way and grab something.
Dude, let me tell you, a little trip to Dollar Tree, get yes. some of those big cardboard signs,
yes.
get them some big poster paint marker things, paint brushes, and make nice big, you know, first time meeting signs or something like that. Like something
that's amazing.
Really obnoxious for the airport. It's a ton of fun. It's a great memory. It's a great picture.
Yeah, he's never met either one of my children, so this yeah. is going to be his first time.
Wow, that is incredible. I hope it's amazing for you. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
My partner and I are long distance, and he's here to visit for the whole week.
Wow.
And wow. they're not going to see daylight once.
No, no. How did we even get you to call in this morning?
Just taking a break. Coming
Squid
up for air.
Food.
Hydration.
So is it everything you thought it would be, spending that much time together?
It is. He's been able to come to school with me every day. We're actually spending our 1.5-year anniversary together. It's the best.
How long distance do we deal with here? Like, how far away is this guy?
He lives in Chicago.
Okay.
So what's your airline?
We actually take the train. It's a 10.5-hour train ride.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah. How much does it cost to take a train from Buffalo to Chicago?
Not as much as you'd think. Round trip, it's between $100 and $150.
That's all
right.
That's
not bad. Not
what's,
bad
are you on a no-fly list, or what's the problem?
No, the airlines that fly into ORD are really unreliable.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's a you can't count on the time being just right. I love the idea of taking a train, and then I do it, and I'm like, nope.
I love trains. I would take them all the time. Thank you for calling. Enjoy the rest of your time together. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good.
Hi. How are you guys this morning?
Good. How you doing?
Good. So my good news is I'm on my way to Roswell to have blood work done, and I'm hoping that last week was my last chemo.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. How long has this run of treatment been for you?
I did it 11 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and now I've been doing it since May.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. 6 months of it. So
6 month treatment, and it obviously takes a toll on you. Is it noticeable?
Yeah. This chemo this time I didn't lose my hair,
okay.
but then
oh,
it came
goodness.
With other. Yeah,
yeah,
but you know what? I would have rather taken the hair loss than some of the other stuff. You know, mm-hmm. so
absolutely.
The hair. But
you know what you need? You need a good night out. I'm going to send you to meet the queens at RuPaul's Drag Race, the world tour. You're going to the show and you're going to meet the queens. I feel like you need one of those kind of fun nights out.
Oh, my God. I'm going to take my bestie with me.
I love it. I love it. There is no better way to celebrate something like that than a show like this.
Right.
Congratulations.
I'll even drag the husbands, maybe.
Oh, my gosh. I think you should. I think they'd all love it.